Are you ready to take control of your sexual health? My friends over at Dane Products are excited to announce their latest product, at-home STI kits. Each kit is discreetly packaged and designed for a safe and pleasurable experience. All orders are reviewed by licensed providers at certified labs. Your results will be shared with you via a secure and private portal, and a medical professional will reach out to discuss any abnormalities or a positive result. So this new year, prioritize your sexual health and well-being, because knowing your status is sexy as fuck. And as a Boonie Breakdown listener, you can receive 10% off your purchase of your new STI kit by using the code Boonie10. That's Boonie, all cap letters, 10. Head on over to Dane.com to purchase now. Hey y'all, it's your girl Boonie, and you're listening to the Boonie Breakdown Podcast, your source for all things responsible and ratchet. All right. Welcome to this week's episode. We have another great episode for you, and we have a guest. She's a friend of the podcast. She's done a lot. But if you know her, you love her. And so this week our guest is Vanessa Evangelistine. We have a dope conversation about vaginal health. It's kind of a sex ed 301, right? Because we've been just doing stuff. You know how you be doing stuff for a long time and you just kind of forget the rules, quote unquote, or things you should be doing, best practices, or stuff happens, you don't know where to go. This is the episode to get a refresher. When we talk about vaginal hygiene, STIs, doxy prep, condom usage. And I even had to ask, about BV, because there'd be so much content on the internet about BV. And so Vanessa breaks that shit down. So you want to stick around for that conversation. We're going to hop right into my pick of the week. And I did something new, guys. I already have great eyebrows, so I'm just going to toot my own horn on that. Thanks to, I guess that's genetics with your eyebrows, but whatever. I already had pretty full eyebrows, a nice arch, but I tried something new. I hopped on the craze, the trend, and I got a brow perm. It's just a perm, but you know, they call it something fancy, brow lamination, but it's just a goddamn perm for your eyebrows. And I did it. And I was so nervous, y'all, but I fucking love it. And thankfully, it's something you only have to get like every couple months or so. So it's not like a huge expense, but I'm probably going to add it because it gave my eye, like it makes the face, woof. Like my face is already good too. I'm gonna thank genetics on that one too. My face is already good. But now it's like, and it's not doing too much. Like they don't look like somebody drew them on with Sharpies. I don't look like I'm in a Charlie Brown cartoon. They look nice and natural, but just like accentuated. So my pick of the week this week is brow lamination. Shout out to Jamaya. I will link her in the stories on Instagram. So follow me there if you want more information. Sorry, that's my Baltimore DMV girlies can take advantage, but it's a popular, you know, beauty treatment. So I'm sure there's somebody in your town. So just find the best person. But I will share my results and do all that fun stuff. Like Patreon gang already got it. Cause that's like we getting into the housekeeping, but like that's one of the benefits of being a Patreon gang. I already shared, they seen it. They saw how nervous I was and yeah, but I will put it in the Insta story for those who want to check it out.
Housekeeping.
Come back later, please.
Housekeeping?
Not now.
All right. First things first. Feedback from our little solo five spot episode last week with your girl. Somebody said, Boonie, I thought it was just me. What have we done with AI? Everybody think they a goddamn artist now making all these silly images. I'm not Greek, but I also noticed the little train images too for y'all Founders Day. By the way, happy belated Founders Day. Is that a thing? I don't know. But I think it's so funny that you always point out the things I'm always thinking. So yeah, I don't know what it is about the train. For me, it's particularly the train. Like, why is everything has to a celebratory thing? It's a train. I don't know. But all the AI graphic designers, that's the thing. That's the craze right now. So go ahead and hop. Maybe get a coin or two. But just don't make no more train AI art. All right. Number two. Also, our guest, we get into it in the episode, but I want to highlight it here. I am going to be doing a Boonie Live small segment at our guest Vanessa's sex ed pop-up event. That will be happening Saturday, February 10th here in Baltimore. There is also a live stream virtual option, but she has a really jam-packed full agenda, fun for the day. There'll be vendors, there's some prizes and giveaways. So she's running early bird tickets right now. If you use the code POP, I think it's POP24, you get a little extra money off your ticket right now. And I'm putting this right now because it ends today. So if you're listening to this episode on Monday, I believe Monday is the last day for that early bird pricing to get $10 off your ticket. So not only will you get to see me, I will be there. I'll be vending. I'll have some merch. You know, guys, when I sell merch, I sell it a little cheaper than I do on my website at the live event. So I'll be doing merch. I have a small Boonie Live segment. Mama Ratchet will be there. Vanessa will be there. Some of your other faves from the podcast will be there. Jax will be there. Jennifer Eden has been on the podcast. She'll be there. So yeah, just hop in. It'll be a really great day. And I hope I get to see some Ratcheteer gang there. And you know what else would be cool? If you're coming and you're Ratcheteer gang, wear your Ratcheteer and Boonie Breakdown merch. That would be so dope. Okay. third piece of housekeeping, Patreon gang. Thank y'all, because y'all are so amazing. One, for the additional support. But two, you guys give me grace. And I just realized I'm behind on a few things. So I owe Patreon gang. Those of you who are at the highest, the premium level, who get merch, I will be catching up in shipping, processing those who are due a piece of merch. And if you're like, ooh, merch. Yes. If you're at the highest Patreon level, once you have been at that level for 4 months, you get a piece of custom merch that I do not sell. And so I will catch up on all of those this week. Also, I also will announce our book club reading, to no surprise, for our next book club. So we kicked off book club. And our next book club selection, I put it up for a vote. Like, okay, I'm just not always going to pick ratchet shit. Maybe they would want to read a responsible book. But no, overwhelmingly, it was unanimous. We're going to do a ratchet selection. So I will announce the ratchet selection this week as well over on Patreon. All right. And so if you would like to support, you can head on over to patreon.com/theboonie breakdown. You can support for as low as $3 a month. That gets you in the group chat, right? But you can also buy a year out. It saves you some free months, save you some money. So we have a good time over there, and I hope to see some more of you join. But if you want to support in other ways, you know what you could do? You could share those reels. All those reels that I post on Instagram, you could just hit share. I don't even need you to like or comment, but if you would just share to your Insta story, that would be bomb too. But if you do want to like it and you want to comment, we appreciate that too. You know where you can do it? On Instagram, on TikTok, on Facebook at The Boonie Breakdown. You can follow us over on Twitter at Boonie Breakdown. And you know, leave those 5 stars too. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you can leave 5 stars. I get those questions all the time. How can I support you? And those are ways you can support without spending a penny, okay? 5 stars in Apple Podcasts, 5 stars in Spotify. Share a reel, like a reel, comment on a reel. Put it in your group chat. Like, do y'all agree with this? These are all ways that cost you nothing, but help me out so much. So, all right, that's it for me. So let's get ready to break it down. All right, everybody. So she's a friend of the podcast. She's done a live show. She's been on like 2 or 3 episodes.
Yes.
Hi, Vanessa, girl.
Hey, girlfriend. How are you? Happy New Year. I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for having me back again. It's always a joy being here. It's been too long.
It's been too long. And, you know, I've been trying to do this episode with you. And it's funny, I mentioned you in this week's episode because I talked about one of my pet peeves in chore content on social media and how you will send me things on social about chore content. And I don't understand why people like this and watch this, but here we are.
People love putting things that already come in boxes into other clear boxes in their house, and then set up their camera on 6 different angles and make it look like it's natural. Sure. Yeah. Sure, you opened the fridge and we saw your face.
Oh, like, yeah. So you put your camera in there and then went back and edited that part out, like record, sit it in there, close the door. Like, it is like low key a little bit about it is mental illness. Like, I don't care. And I know we all are affected by it because of social, right? Like,
yes.
Social media has done this to all of us, but some of it I just still look at and I judge it and I don't care.
Oh, no, I'm judging hardcore. If you wake up at 6 in the morning to set up your tripod facing your bed to show you waking up.
Yeah, we have a problem.
I know some of your listeners out there do that shit for the gram. And you know, you're probably getting a check for it. And maybe I'm hating, but it's weird, bro. Like, you don't have to. And you and your boo don't have to wear matching pajamas to brush your teeth in sync
the mirror. I think relationship content, couple content is just as cringy. It's just as cringy. You know what else?
We send these back and forth to each other.
We send them back and forth. And you know how I get Vanessa back? She sends me that content and I send her back. I put an orange in my pussy to make it smell good content.
And it just makes me go through the roof every time. So you get me.
Yeah, like, we just do that back and forth. I don't know why we like to trigger each other, but it's what we do. Okay. But I do want to talk about it because that grand swell of content. It is stunning to me how many women were comfortable also. And I don't think these women were educators or sexologists trying to warn or do preventative content. Lord. But women who were just recording that, oh my God, I opened my legs, it smelled terrible, I have BV, and it's fine. So I was like, you know what? Vanessa has to come on here and talk about BV because I'm not understanding what's happening in the street.
Do we have to?
I want to.
Do we have to? Because the people are... let's get into it. Let's get into it. Let's do it.
So let's start first. For people who may not know, what is BV?
Okay. So let's start from the top. So inside of the vagina, we have flora. We have bacteria. And so there is... The easiest way to think about it is that we have good bacteria in the vagina that keeps it safe, keeps it at, you know, in the middle, homeostasis, all of those things. It keeps it in good shape. And so when anything is introduced to throw that bacteria off, a couple of things can happen. We could get bacterial vaginosis, where there's an overgrowth of bacteria that is not supposed to be there in the vagina. We could get yeast infections, where there is yeast in the vagina as well, and it's supposed to stay in harmony with this bacteria. But if there's an overgrowth of yeast, then we can have a yeast infection. And a lot of things can throw us into either BV territory, yeast infection territory. For some people, having unprotected sex can cause yeast infections. And the reason for that is because the environment inside the vagina is acidic.
Okay.
Very acidic in there. And the semen, if you're having sex with people with penises, is basic. And so, taking you back to high school chemistry, for some people, when those basics and those acids come together, it can throw off the acid.
Everything's fucked up.
Everything's messed up. So when people are like, you messed up my pH, and or every time I have sex with this one dude, it could be that his chemistry and your chemistry aren't working. When it comes to BV, for some people, if you're wiping incorrectly, you get some of that poopy bacteria inside the vagina. It can cause that overgrowth. Or wearing thongs sometimes, some people call like the thongs.
Because it rubs. Yeah.
It's moving. And so bacteria is moving right into the vagina. And again, that bacteria that's not supposed to be in the vagina can overgrow and, again, throw things off in the vagina.
There you go. That is BV. But the content around it is just so like, why?
It's so the content, you know, what's funny is that you sent me a lot of the content, but the content that I keep getting on my end, because hashtag algorithms, I keep getting the companies trying to like sell you the thing to, you know, cure the BV. And it's not like some legit pharmaceutical company. The latest one I saw, like, now I say these people are good, but whatever company this is, it's like guy and girl are in bed together. And then the girl's like, you trying to do a little something? And I'm like, I would, but it's smelling fishy down there. And then it's like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. And then she like gets on the phone with a friend and the friend's like, girl, didn't you try Coochie Smell Good? You need to get on Coochie Smell Good. It'll help your situation now.
Not this commercial though.
And so it keeps like attacking me. And so I've seen this commercial like 6 times to the point where I've had to like hit the thing to be like, do not show me this ad anymore. It's like,
I've not seen that ad. I am thankful. You know what ad I see a lot? Because you just mentioned about men ejaculating inside of you. The little stick that you can stick in after he may ejaculate inside of you, and it supposedly sopping up all of those juices. It's like a sponge on a stick. I can't think of what it's called. That's why I was sitting here trying to.
We don't need to think about what it's called. You know why? Because they don't need any more checks, because people are buying the shit, even though we're telling them don't.
Yeah. So I was like, I meant to ask you.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's literally like a sponge on a stick. Whatever. Clearly, it did never stick with me, but I noticed that's been a little thing where you can.
Yes.
So he doesn't eject.
Like, and one more thing for the people who don't know. So when it comes to BV, BV is the one where we might have a fishy scent. There's nothing to be ashamed of, because it just happens to people. It does not, for some people, again, having sex could cause BV, using different soaps for some people can throw everything off. And then you have, with yeast infections, the difference between the two is yeast infections, you'll notice that cottage cheese in your underwear. Again, nothing to be ashamed of, nothing to, you know, frown on. A lot of people have them and get them. I just Googled it and it said more than 3 million cases per year of BV. So,
okay.
Like, we're sitting
super
there
ashamed. Common.
Yeah, we're sitting here talking about, you know, we're trying to be ashamed of it when, like, you know, everybody experiences it in different ways. I think I got BV from, like, keeping my gym clothes on too long. You know, just like...
You're sweaty, it's moisture down there. Yeah.
Sweaty and everything. But, like, there's nothing to be ashamed of. And with that shame, it keeps us using these products, the little soppy... You know, whatever.
The sloppy sticks. I don't know what they are.
Sloppy sticks and the Coochie Smell Goods. And the thing you need to know is that you are not curing this at home. You need to go to a doctor. You need to get your treatment. And if you have them chronically, you need to, you know, you need to figure out what's going on and start eliminating some stuff and doing some process of elimination. But I cannot
sound
stand.
Advice. Go to the doctor.
I just can't stand when people are like, yeah, girl, like, I just mixed this garlic with this mayo and I sprinkled in some cumin and I stuck it up there and it was good to go. Like, I'm all about a home remedy for certain things. And there are other things where you have to get that checked out and really start assessing what's going on.
Look, I respect it. Go to the doctor. You know what? And the thing is, you know when something is off down there.
Yes, like, you do.
And it's very obvious when things are off down there. I remember, and people will not believe me, but within, I think it was the last 2 years.
Yeah.
The pandemic really fucked up my time, but it was definitely in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
I got my very first yeast infection.
Me too. Me too. And it's funny because I was talking to a gynecologist friend and she said if that happens, it's because we have a really strong vaginal biome. So
yes,
you vaginal biome.
It was my first time ever. So it was very apparent that something was going on. And I'm like, did exactly what you said not to do. I like hit the circle first. Like, hey, what? what's it like when you
you gotta talk to other people, but you know, as long as you're not concocting like the home remedy.
I wasn't putting a garlic clove in my pussy to cure the yeast infection. I called the doctor like, hey, my friend said I could get this one pill that'll clear it all up.
Period. Oh my God. What did it feel like for you?
It was just like, I just wanted to keep dragging my pussy across something to like itch it. Like it was just itchy. It wasn't like,
for me, it was like that tingly on the inside, but I couldn't figure out what it was. And I was like, maybe I got a pee.
I just was like wanting to be like, like it just needed itch relief. I was like, what is this? I know this is not right. So I'm on the doctor, thank God for technology, right? Yes. We're on like the online portal and yes. I'm telling her and she's like, oh, that's easy. That's just a yeast infection. And I'm like, that's it? Easy. Yeah, she's like, that's easy. She's like, I'll send a pill. Sent a little thing. She goes, and if it's still there in a week, call me back. And I was like, okay. And then it cleared up. Cause she goes, then it could be something like something else is causing them. So
thanks.
But that is a good thing about vaginas is yes. that you know when things are wrong very That's right. quickly.
That's and, right. And we and know there's, again, nothing to be ashamed of. All the vagina owners have, we got a whole bunch of shit going on.
Listen. So I did want to ask your opinion about this too. I was reading about, cause like, you're so good. I was reading about the morning after pill for STIs, the doxy prep.
Yes.
And so I was seeing a lot of commentary where people were like, yes, finally. And I know you married, you locked down, but let me not make assumptions. Let me not make assumptions here. Cause people be doing all types of things. Okay. These days, right. But people do not use condoms, right? Like, condoms, people it's don't use condoms. Wild. Like, wow. And it's, it,
yeah.
And I think we have to speak realistically about it, right? If we want to address behavior, right?
Yeah.
So when I was seeing the whole, when the doxy prep came out, it was like, yay, finally it's something.
Right.
And so I was just curious, as a sex educator, what are your thoughts on doxy prep? Like, are you like, yay, let's just meet the people where they are. They can pop this. Or you like, is this encouraging worse behavior?
That's a great question. And it's funny that you asked me because I just like started reading up on it like just a few days ago. Okay, so here's the thing. I strongly believe that, you know, condoms, I came into this work as an HIV educator. That is how I started off. I was known as the condom lady. I will always push condoms because condoms are just a great method. Like, if you really know how to work your thing and do your thing and also, like, keep yourself protected from STDs and, you know, pregnancy, sign me up. Like, I'm a condom girl. Like,
she was literally giving out condoms during the pandemic. Like, meet me in the giant parking lot. I had condoms and Plan B.
Had the condoms and the Plan B for the girls during the pandemic. But I think the good news is that amongst men, Black men actually are the highest demographic that uses condoms statistically.
Really?
Yes. Black unmarried men are the highest demographic, non-Hispanic Black men, the highest demographic to use condoms compared to all other races. And so I'm proud of us for that, right?
This is shocking. I need to see the sample size. Who's the pool?
All right. So hold on. I like to do my sources cited. So we have a few studies. The last study that I remember reading was from 2017. A higher percentage of unmarried, non-Hispanic Black men use any method compared with unmarried Hispanic men. In addition, a higher percentage of unmarried non-Hispanic Black men use the male condom at a higher usage compared to all other Hispanic origin and race groups shown in this report. So I'm proud of us. I'm proud of us as Black people that we do that. But I understand being in the field, right? And, you know, meeting people and dating and all that. The reality is different. And I think that we have to do a better job around, I think we do a good job of marketing condoms to a certain extent. I feel like people get to a certain point and they're like, oh, I don't have to wear condoms because, and they have all these qualifiers because this girl's on birth control, because I'm married, because I've been with this person for a while, because me and you are the only people that's together, right, Boonie? Like, there's all these qualifiers rather than just seeing it as, like, you know, as I'm just here to, you know, we're protecting each other. We're protecting, like, it's an easy, fast thing that we can pop on that's non-hormonal and, you know, and that we can use every time we have sex and boom, 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 like, all of these great benefits. And so to add on the morning after STI, I think it's great. I think whatever helps people, I feel like, you know, you're not going to have a remedy for it all, but I feel like whatever helps people and whatever helps drive down the rates of STIs, I want you to do it, but also know that not everything is 100%, right? And so, and I think we cannot walk into the things that we do foolproof. It's the same thing I was telling people when I got multiples and multiples of the same person asking me for plan B during the pandemic, like,
oh, you
know, hey, I'm happy to provide this for you. And like, you only got a couple more times because I have other people that want this. However, like, what's our plan? There were some people I was having a conversation like, so what's our plan beyond using this plan B pill, right? Like, what's our comprehensive plan? How do we make sure? Because this is not the end all be all. And then when you think about costs, right?
That's pricey. Like
plan B, the STI morning after pill, like these things they're not cheap, right? And we know that people don't always have the resources. We know that people don't always have the insurance cover. Like all of these different things are stacked up when we're thinking about like sustainability, right? And so I could take a plan B like three times a year, whatever, ain't whatever, depending on where you go get your plan B pill. It could be anywhere between $75 for those three pills total, or it could be each of those pills is $60. So I think that we also have to factor in like, yeah, it's great that we have this resource. Now what's the cost effectiveness of using this resource, you know, and when we're not really thinking through like, all right, how do I avoid spending this amount of money in the first place?
And it's funny too, because the antibiotic that DoxyPrep is, it's like doxycycline, hycaline, something like that. Mm-hmm. It's a very common antibiotic that dermatologists use. My primary care doctor be all up in my business, but I love it. Every appointment I go to, she's like, tell them to send me a consult. So when I come to my physical, she'd be like, why'd you go here? They didn't put in the notes, but I saw. So she was looking at my prescriptions and she was like, what you get doxy for? And I was like, what? It didn't register to me. She's like, what did you get doxy for? And I was like, what is that? And she's like, and then she said the dates. And I was like, oh no, the dermatologist gave it to me because I had a rash and it just kept getting misdiagnosed because everybody kept saying it's this, is that. So like, let me go to a Black dermatologist and literally said it, gave me doxy, it cleared it up, and it's been fine. But I laughed because my primary care doctor was like, oh yeah, I was about to give you a little usage, like you're too old.
Yeah.
She'd be all in my business. I like it though. But
I didn't even know that. That's good to know. But like,
It's very commonly used by dermatologists. It's like treated acne and stuff for years, decades. So there you go. You probably, if you had skin issues, you've probably had doxy and it was not treating an STI.
And something to note with this too, right? Like more and more like STIs are becoming
resistant.
Yeah, antibiotic resistance. So gonorrhea, we're literally on the cusp of having a super gonorrhea that we cannot cure because the gonorrhea is starting to read all of the antibiotics, and we can't, like, we don't have the technology to, you know, to catch up with it. So, like, we got to think about all that stuff too. Like, yes, yes for medical technology, yes for improvements, yes for giving, for access, but also, you know, we also have sustainable ways to, you know, prevent STIs too.
Yeah, I love it. But look, we're talking about sex ed.
Yes, we are.
You have this wonderful event that I'm going to be a part of next month in Baltimore, the Sex Ed Pop-Up. Yes, we'll be there. I'm excited. So first, what's your elevator pitch for Sex Ed Pop-Up? Why should Boonie Breakdown listeners come? Can they come?
Damn.
How can they come?
Of course, Boonie didn't even, like, you know, me and Boonie just do everything off the cuff. And I, you know, just...
It's the best way.
Oh, my gosh. So, okay. All right. So, hello, everybody. Good evening. We have the Sex Ed Pop-Up. The Sex Ed Pop-Up is...
Yes.
...is an event that is happening on February 10th from 12 to 4 at the Baltimore Peninsula. And Boonie is one of our main stage presenters. The Sex Ed Pop-Up is a premier sex education experience. So we have workshops, we have vendors, we have demos, and we have workshops. And so, and we also have art. So these are all of my favorite things mixed together, all in one, coming to you live on Saturday, February 10th. And so we'd love to have you there. And yeah, this event is for those people who, you know, never had the conversations. This event is for those people who are mad experienced in what they do. This event is for people trying to add some more things, a lot more tools into their repertoire. This event is also for those who are curious. So if you're curious, come join us. I just want you to come. Get it? Just come. Okay. Got it.
He just wants you to come. Don't we all want to come? Okay. I like coming. But no, I'm excited to be a part of it. This will be like my first engagement of 2024. So if you want a micro dose of Boonie,
Just a little micro dose.
Just a little taste. I hope to see you there. I know right now early bird tickets are on sale.
Yes, and use code POP24 to get $10 off. Please get your tickets. Do not wait the day before. We have a limited space, okay? So if you listening, and by the time this comes out, if it's close to Friday, just go ahead and just book the ticket. Book the ticket for yourself, all right? And bring a friend.
Bring a friend. Yeah, I'm excited because, you know... Ratcheteer gang should be used to me because it's so hard planning events because it's so hard. And Vanessa and I were talking about this beforehand. Like, it's so hard to gauge interest. Like, you hear people telling you, oh, I'm so glad you're doing this. I can't wait to come. And then you're looking at your ticket count and it's sitting at 10 for 3 weeks. So if
you like... It's the same thing with selling merch too. People are like, oh, I love that shirt. Can't wait for you to drop that shirt. Blah, blah, blah. Do you have it in my size? You get it. And then people are like,
listen, it's why I moved to drop shipping because I was tired. I had to explain that to someone. I said, when you have merch that I've already paid for,
right,
it's sunken costs, right? I have to sell this to get some money back. So... I don't like sitting. And again, I haven't done any live shows since 2022. Yeah, I didn't do any last year.
Yeah.
I still have some shirts. I did 3 or 4 shows that summer. Yeah. I still have shirts from then. But I'm like, but now I'm like, all right, perfect. They'll be coming with me to the pop-up.
Period.
But yeah, it's hard when you have.
Yeah.
And I struggle with that. People are like, oh, what's your live shows? You don't have sweatshirt. Do you know how much sweatshirts cost?
Okay.
I can't. It's going to be t-shirts and small things because
that's right.
You can't sell that merchandise. Expensive. I'm not Target. I'm not a corporation.
Say that. Say
I'm
that.
Not a corporation.
Say that. That's the thing, y'all. Like, you know, we do our best as creatives to give the experiences and have fun things, but we also really need your support. So this is a Baltimore event. The majority of speakers are the artists that we have. This is all Baltimore. And so let's this go. Is really like a love letter to bring all the talent that we have in Baltimore around sex and sexuality and art to come into this space to just come and celebrate and you know, share in this experience. And so I'm super excited for Boonie to be there because I feel like I've been trying to find ways to like partner and do stuff together. And it's always like, well, I don't know. Wait, no.
You know canceled. How life be.
It's canceled because I didn't get the tickets, you know, that kind of thing. And so I'm excited to have everybody watch Boonie and see Boonie, if you don't know Boonie already, in all of her gloriousness on our main stage. And so, yo, we got everything. We're talking about everything from kink to we have a cuddle party. I don't know if I told you about the cuddle party.
You did not.
There's a cuddle party.
Is Jax doing the cuddle party?
Jax is doing the cuddle
party. Oh my God. Jax will be excited. She was a guest this season. She will be excited. Yay. Because literally, I tell her, like, I don't know if you have access to my calendar and you purposely schedule things when I'm out of town. So I know their like 1 year thing is coming up and I'm out of town.
Oh my God. Well, guess what?
No, but I'll see her there.
Yes. Jax will be there doing our cuddle party and our cuddle party experience. We have a Black doctor who created a libido app. He's going to be one of the vendors. We're talking about, you know, we're doing some sensual twerking in the space. We talking about body confidence. Like, we have so many things for everybody. If you don't like a conversation that's happening, guess what? There's another conversation happening. There's vendors, there's libations. It's a vibe.
It's just a vibe. So yeah, single, I want you all to be there.
Yeah, if you're single, if you got a little boo, it doesn't even matter. Just come through. Come do something during that weekend. Pre-Valentine's Day weekend. Y'all ain't doing nothing yet. I planned your Valentine's Day for boom.
See, boom. You're welcome.
Period.
So what else is new for you that you plan on doing? I know you have to get through this event in February, but any other big plans for Vanessa and Bad Justine?
Oh my
God. Podcast coming back.
Oh, like, Boonie. Oh my God. Well, you know what? Look at that. We're talking right at the top of the new year. So you got me putting my goals. You got me trying to organize my goals already out loud. So I appreciate that. Yes, we're doing this event. Event tickets are on sexedpopup.com. You can check it out, see all of our speakers and all of the great things. You're going to see more of Vagisteam face to face. I took this pandemic and I take this pandemic very seriously. So when it came to like hosting events, I was like, well, how am I going to keep all these people safe? What's going on? What's going on? So
yeah,
I was pregnant.
You were.
Yes.
That New York show freaked me out because that was right when monkeypox was a thing. Like, we forgot about that.
We
forgot that flared up.
We got freaked out about monkeypox for like 2 minutes and was like,
we just can't put any energy in you. But I laugh because we were so freaked out when we went to New York. We literally came with sheets that we put on the hotel bed.
Wow. No, because
we were like,
monkeypox was mad serious. And it's like,
and especially in New York, we were like, and then we literally left the sheets. Like, I think my one friend, because I was like, I'm not taking them back home. We went to like Marshall's and got like a $15 set of sheets and pillowcases. If I dig in my phone, I probably still have the picture because it's like, yeah, I remember somebody came in our room and was like, what the hell are these blue ass sheets?
What y'all doing here? Yo, it's wild, but yeah, you'll see more of me. I feel like the mantra of my last 2 years has been going at my own pace. I was pregnant 2022. I had a baby. And so this last year has just been like chilling. And so you haven't even really seen me posting that much on my social media. Cause me and Boonie were talking before the show. It's a lot. You know, doing social media, recording your own show, producing your own show, you know, not being on a network. The niggas that are on a network, they get to show up to the studio, do their
content. I'm so jealous.
That's what you know, it's a lot. And it's, you know, we do it for the love. And so I want to get back into doing more live events. I was really good with doing my sex trivia events, which were great. And so you'll see more of that this year. And as far as podcasting, I think I'm going to pivot. So I think I'm going to do a podcast around being a geriatric baddie mom and the adventures of that, and kind of giving voice to the experience I'm having right now.
Because I love it. Because even though I'm not a mother, I love the posts that you do. Like, I think you did one over the summer. You went on a trip by yourself. I think you went to go see Beyonce in Europe or something.
That's right.
And you were calling people out because everybody was like, where's your baby? And you're like, she's with her father. Like, he's not babysitting. The child is with their other parent. I am okay to go out here and live my life too without this child.
Living life.
Yeah. And it was astounding to like read your story. And I know mothers, some of my friends are mothers, and hearing some of the things that they encounter, or some of the guilt they have about, you know, missing out on experiences or things because they feel like people will judge them or they got to do this for the child. I loved every second of that post when you were calling people out. And I'm like, good for you. Good for you.
Because, girl, and I just came back from Portugal. Play on me if you want to. But mama's gonna see things. Mama's bringing home experiences for the baby. And baby will soon be going on the adventures too. But I think that's where I am, where I think that's what I want to explore a little bit more. So you'll see more Vagiseme stuff. I'm still going to post when I feel like it, because y'all, I'm not about to drive me crazy with these post schedules. I'm not an influencer, guys. I'm an educator who loves having real conversations with real people. And, you know, somebody wants to throw me a check, I'm happy about that. But, you know.
You know, and that's the thing that is so crazy, because you get wrapped up in the numbers. And by the content that we share, and not even all of my content, but a good amount of it is sex-based, right?
Yeah.
Sharing on social media gets you in trouble. I know I'm shadow banned, right? Like, my page just does not grow.
No.
And so for a minute, I was obsessed with the numbers, right? Like, because, you know, to some people...
Because you're doing so much work. And I understand. Yes. I understand. But I think I got to a point where I was just like, what can I do?
Now I'm just like, all right, fuck it. I post when I want. I had to outsource because I did give into video, which I was very hesitant, because I'm like, that's the fucking reason I did a podcast, because it was a microphone.
I don't want
to be seen. I don't want to do video. And so I had to outsource that. I pay somebody who makes my reels. And thankfully, sometimes I have it together and I can send it to him in advance. And sometimes it's like, I hate to do this, but I just uploaded it at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning. I need it tomorrow. And he's been able to work with me.
I love that.
But yeah, I'm like, I just couldn't do it all, because honestly, it would have been the end of my podcast, right? Yeah. Like, if I couldn't take something off my plate, I would have just shut this whole shit down and just been like, you know, I'll find some other way to do this, because as much as I enjoy it, it was becoming burdensome. And that's the part.
That's not even why we got into it in the first place. And so I really had to check that too, because like you, I was checking the I checked the numbers, but then I realized the numbers don't make sense. So it's like, I can't complain to nobody about it. I can't do nothing about it. Right. And then the people who make content in order to go viral,
I can't do that either.
don't, like, you just don't. So you're putting a lot of extra effort into something that, you know, is a crapshoot. And I see with my numbers every day, it's like you have 100 new followers and then you have 100 people unfollowing you. Like,
it's literally where I have been stuck at this same number on Instagram for easily a year.
Oh yeah.
Easily.
Oh yeah. And every day there's new people following you and that thing won't move. And so it's a scam.
So I'm just fuck it.
It's a scam. Like, what can you do about it? Like, you're telling me that 500 people unfollow me while 500 people started following me. Like, help me understand. So
Make it make sense. But it doesn't. And so I stopped driving myself crazy about it. Yeah. And that's just how the fuck it is. Yeah. So
we do content that makes us feel happy. We do content that motivates us. And yeah, and I feel like that's where I'm just gonna remain. And I'm going at my own pace. So when you see me post something, know it's because like Vanessa really wanted to post that, not because
I love it. Take charge. Fuck this algorithm.
And
just fuck the algorithm.
It's going to drive you wild. So until we have one of our minds create a good platform where we're not being shadow banned, here we are.
Here the fuck we are.
And I can't do TikTok. And I can't commit to TikTok. So I
And the thing goes, I struggle with TikTok because like people were like, oh, and again, that was something I was doing because for a minute, that minute where I was just like, I'm doing such good shit. I want more people to see this. I'm going to follow the trend. And then I was just like, I hate doing this shit, right? Like, I don't like mouthing to somebody else. Like, if some of them were fun, I'm not going to lie. But then it was just like always, it was always a new trend, a new sound. And I'm like, I can't keep up with this shit. And so I just stopped.
You know why? It's because I think the other thing is like, we're living real lives, and also we have to live those real lives in order to be sane, but also in order to get like that real life check that we need in order to eat. And so of course, like, your favorite influencer, like I saw one of the pages I follow and they're really awesome, and they don't gatekeep. It's the salary transparency page. They were talking about how they brought in $1 million, and they were like, we got $1 million because we charged $15,000 per post. You know what I'm saying? Like,
damn.
So that makes sense. Like, if I got $15,000 for a post, bitch,
I'd have all the tripods.
What Nikki song you want me to do today? Like,
look, my phone be in the refrigerator too. Closing the door. Fuck it.
Oh, wait, you want me to wake up at 4 a.m. and just have it record me until I wake up? Sure. Let me set up this tripod right now. You want me and my husband to wear matching gray brown pajamas?
Done.
I'll do it for $15,000 a post. You know what I'm saying?
A post? That sounds ideal. Sure. Sign me up.
And so until we get to that point,
I'm with you.
We have to sustain ourselves in all different ways. So
I'm with you. All right. Yeah. Well, look, we're going to move to the breakdown. If you remember, it's word association. I'm going to say a word. You say the first thing that comes to mind. It can be another word, a sound, a phrase.
Ooh.
Just instantaneously, the first thing that comes to mind. All right. First one, Black women.
Powerful.
Coochie.
Delectable.
The Container Store.
Things. Very pretty dresses. Pretty dresses. Wonderful dresses.
Safe sex.
Necessary.
Hygiene.
Girl, get your little bar soap game. Get your bar soap. Let's do this.
Love.
Aww.
She's a softie. But she's also a baddie.
Period.
And last one, curiosity.
Sex Ed pop-up February 10th. Coming to you. I'm coming to you at the Baltimore Peninsula. Get your ticket now. SexEdPopUp.com.
Well, there's that plug. All right. Tell everybody else where they can find you on the webs and on social media, and plug.
Yeah, so you can find me on IG. That's where I am actually alive and posting things. At Vagesteem, that's Vagesteem. You can find my new daydream brewing at the sexedpopup.com. And you can contact me anytime at Vagesteem@gmail.com. So look out. Can't wait to see you, Boonie.
Yes.
Love what you're doing. More self-care time for you.
It's key. It's the only way you can maintain. Going. So thanks, Boo. And we'll see you. I'll see you and everybody on February 10th.
Period. Yeah. Yep.
All right, that is it for this week's episode. I want to thank the homie Vanessa for dropping by. And if you enjoyed this episode and you want to listen to another episode, you can check out episode 91. Vanessa was on that episode, Building Your Vagesteem. You can also check out episode 135, Consent. It's a pretty dope conversation surrounding consent and how we explore those gray areas in sexual encounters and sexual harassment. So Vanessa is always dope for coming on and teaching us new things. Oh, don't forget to get those tickets too. If you want to see us, you can get virtual, in person. And after this episode, how apropos that if you want to do a little STI screening, you can be sure to support our sponsor, Dean Products, using the code Boonie10 and ordering your at-home STI kit today. All right. But this is a really dope episode. And if you enjoyed this one, if you really enjoyed it, I encourage you to listen and subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, YouTube, or any apps that you listen to your favorites on. Don't forget to leave those 5 stars in Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You know what? Follow us on social media. Share the episode. Share the episode. Share the episode. And if you don't share the episode, then share the reel with those you love, those you hate, to those you can't fucking stand. I don't make these pretty images for nothing, okay? Have a dope ass week. Stay healthy, safe, and sane. Thank you for listening. And remember, the ratchet in me always honors the ratchet in you. Homaste. Until next time.